Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yo, you're listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. And during today's show, we gave out hourly winning words for our 10K a day giveaway. Hopefully you heard them and you entered. Remember to keep listening every day, every hour for your chance to hear the hour's winning word. Just remember, you have to enter before 1 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. Good luck. And you get that cash. You get those bands. You get that Skrilla. You get that. Give me the loot. Give me the loot.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. You are hearing easy money because, man, we're giving away some easy money on KJM, the 10K a day giveaway every day. We're on 5 days a week, 4 hours a day, and it's the KJM 10K a day giveaway. We give away $2,500 an hour. We have already given away $95,000. $95,000. We're about to give away $2,500 more. It's 10 past the hour. We're going to give you the winning word. You text it to 777-000. You're entered for your chance to win. We've also been asking, who's your sports villain? Jay's was Steve Nash. I don't know. He didn't like the way he put his hair behind his ears or something.
As a young fan, too much.
Too much.
Too much. Overload.
Mine, I realized, is James Dolan. I realized that's my sports villain. Keyshawn, who'd you say yours was? It was Karl Malone.
Karl Malone and John Stockton.
Keyshawn, he just didn't like the tidy pick
the
and roll.
The tight shorts, the high shorts.
Keyshawn, J. Will Max, presented
pick
by...
Pick and roll, shoot at the elbow.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole, it's just...
Too perfect.
Utah,
too
the
textbook.
People, it's just too much.
Keyshawn, J. Will Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. We're asking you to call and tell us about your most hated sports villain. 888-CAESPN, 729-3776. Kevin in Florida, who's your sports villain?
Hey, happy Thanksgiving Eve, first and foremost, guys.
You too, brother.
And good morning.
You too.
I don't know how you guys let mashed potatoes go all the way down. They should have been first overall. But anyway.
I agree. Mac and cheese was an oversight. If I would have known Key was going to cheat and do different kinds of stuff, and I'd have taken mac and cheese.
Cheat.
Never mind that, Key. We can't get bogged down in the details. Let's just accept the fact that it was cheating and move on. Go ahead.
I got to go with Vontaze Burfict. Number one, he's perfect. A totally dirty player out of the gate. And I think he single-handedly kind of ended Antonio Brown's career with that hit. Antonio Brown was never right, at least mentally, after that hit. You clearly see it.
By the way, guys, we could laugh, but if you want to take a departure point in terms of AB's behavior, before, if you just – maybe it's arbitrary, but before that, was there outlandish stuff? After that, was there? The answer is yes. I'm not saying it's cause and effect, but you can make a correlation.
I'm not a therapist.
Me neither. I'm not. I'm just correlating something. I'm not correlating. The caller correlated something.
AB said. AB said that that's not the case. That's all I can go off of. That's what Antonio Brown said now. He said it's not the case.
Albert Breer tweeted that Justin Fields apologized to teammates. Justin Fields. What did we just hear from Canty? His QBRs in the last four games is what in the league? It's way up there, right? Apologized to teammates after the Bears lost to the Falcons. In the locker room, he told the defense, Justin Fields told the defense, and we're telling you this for a very specific reason, that they gave the offense a chance. The quarterback told the defense, you gave us a chance, and we couldn't get it done. That, along with Justin Fields playing hurt, went a long way with his teammates, as you might imagine. Now, that is a stark contrast between Fields, obviously, and how he handled all that, and Zach Wilson, who, remember, got drafted second instead of Fields. Heading into the draft, Justin Fields was the presumptive number two pick after Trevor Lawrence. During the draft process, Zach Wilson shot up boards all the way to two for the Jets, and Justin Fields dropped to 11. Not just behind Zach Wilson, but also behind Trey Lance, who went third to the Niners.
Well, that's because he didn't work hard.
They traded up to get Trey Lance.
Yeah, but he doesn't work hard. Justin Fields.
Well, it wasn't. No. What they said about Justin Fields is slow processor. Remember, he doesn't process it. That's what it was.
Slow processor, doesn't work hard. Not the first one in, last
the
one out.
The Bears shrewdly traded up with the Giants, actually, which is what sent Micah Parsons to the Cowboys, right? Because the Giants. So traded up to grab Justin Fields. And now the Jets have a guy in Zach Wilson who's asked point blank at a press conference, do you feel like you let the defense down? Duh, they let the defense down. He said, no, quickly scratched his nose, dismissed the question. What Jets fans must be feeling right now? We could have had Justin Fields takes accountability. All
yeah, Max,
stuff,
but look.
Balls out.
Look, they had a criteria that they were looking for and a certain type of player.
Fit the scheme.
Removing themselves from Sam Darnold. They looked at Zach Wilson early. They evaluated him, and they made a decision that he made the throw of the offseason, and that was what they were going to go with. Where Justin Fields, on the other hand, red flags were popping up. He's a guy who transferred from Georgia to Ohio State, has success, but yet and still red flags was popping up. They also looked at the quarterbacks that had come out of Ohio State prior to him. They also looked at the quarterbacks dating way back to Jim McMahon at BYU, to Steve Young. He could be the next Steve Young. And they looked at all that and they said, we can't miss on this guy. And this is one of the problems that you have when you're evaluating talent. You get caught up in the wrong things and not understanding that Justin Fields was a real talent that you decided you were going to pass on for a guy that had all the perfect stuff. He had the look. He had a family. Everything's good. Everybody spoke highly of him. He never transferred. All of those sort of things. And this is what you get. You get a guy who walks to the podium and says, well, he didn't let the defense down. You get a guy in a locker room who basically is hurt to the core because the defense gave him opportunities and chances. And he astutely said, hey, man, I screwed this up. I let you guys down. He put it on his shoulders. And that's what you get when you pick guys like Zach Wilson.
So, look, I mean, obviously I think I was hard on Zach Wilson just because that's the type of player and person I am. There are high standards. I get that Zach Wilson is younger and it's challenging to be a leader of men at this level each and every day. But I hope that Robert Saleh this week, Key, has kind of put things as it relates to maybe a list that he would like to see Zach Wilson do in order to continue to thrive or strive to be the leader of this team, right? Like talking to individual teammates, addressing conflict head on, being there early, staying there late, not saying he hasn't done that before, how he operates in practice, communication skills. Because I think this week, playing against the Bears, Justin Fields doesn't play. You know, if he doesn't do these things, Key, like, do you send a message to him that, like, hey, yeah, we did draft you very, very high, but also, like, we're not going to lose the integrity of this team. And as much as we want you to play, if you're not in a position that we feel like with this team is moving in the right direction, then Mike White, I'm not going to lose my locker room, or I'm not going to show my locker room that I do not have autonomy as a head coach for this team.
Wait, Key, think about what he's setting up here. One guy's drafted instead of the other guy. That guy doesn't take responsibility, the other guy does. That guy's not playing out of his mind, the other guy is, right? But in addition to that, the other guy, Justin Fields, can't go because of an injury. Zach Wilson maybe also doesn't go, not because of an injury. Now think about this, Key. The Jets maybe probably beat the Bears if Justin Fields doesn't play, whoever they start at quarterback. So maybe this is the time to send a message to Zach Wilson by starting Mike White, Joe Flacco, whomever. It doesn't matter.
Can't lose him.
But what do you mean lose him? It sends him a message. Like, look at this. We're back in the AFC East hunt without you, kid.
You say what you just said? You hear what you just said, man?
Yes.
We're back in it without you, kid.
Without you, kid. That's right.
Guess how I'm going to take that if I'm Zach Wilson?
You better buckle down.
You don't need me.
If my star quarterback's going to whine about you don't need, if you want to turn into a pout face, right? God, you tell me, reading a lot of books with my daughter.
Pout fish.
Pout fish, right?
With
you want to turn into that, then you're not the leader of my team, man. If you're not going to fight for it.
How many times do I need to tell you?
But, Key, I don't want a quarterback like that to lead my franchise, man. Because how are you going to battle through adversity?
You cannot.
Glug.
You cannot discipline him like that.
Why not?
Right now. But Key, you can't do it. Key, you just can't.
Last year, watching Justin Fields battle with Andy Dalton, okay, for the starting quarterback position with the way that franchise handled him with Matt Nagy, I didn't see Justin Fields exempt any kind of
this behavior. Jay's right about this one.
Jay, Justin Fields didn't start the season. He didn't start his first year. Zach Wilson started his first year.
They benched Tua. They bench guys sometimes.
They didn't bench Tua. They took Tua out of the game.
Drew Brees got benched. Phil Sims got benched.
They took him out of games. Like I said, they should do with him against Chicago.
Oh, I see. Like start the game with him and then sit him down.
You guys keep going back to Phil Sims. Phil Sims was 90 years old when that happened. He was not 12. This kid is like literally 12.
But Key, what's the difference? The difference between college. I've been benched before in college.
No, but I'm not talking about college.
Hear me. Let me finish my point. I've been benched before when I was 2-time National Player of the Year. That set a tone for me. No, but I'm telling you that because that didn't say, I didn't start. I don't want to be here. No, let me finish. If he does, Key, if there's already a sentiment out there about him being that person who isn't accountable, I'm not saying that's real or not. But if you do, then that just leads into that, man.
Jay is right, Key, because this.
That gets into it even
more. Hold on. There are, Key, there are quarterbacks in recent years who tried to find out about their market and found out. Guys who didn't really shine early on or even did a little bit, but then say, oh, you don't want me? What? Baker Mayfield. How's that working out for Baker? You think Zach Wilson? Wants to test his market right now?
You are barking up the wrong tree. You're going down the wrong road.
Why?
Look, because you can't take a young quarterback and sit him down. You get bounced by Chicago. Now all of a sudden you bring him back. That week he's gonna soak. There's no question about it.
Okay, well
you
then
start
that's
start his
your
ass
guy.
Against Chicago, and then at that point in time, if he's not doing well, you yank him.
Yeah, but why give him the chance to beat Chicago? You're rewarding him for his behavior.
Because you want to see if he's going to respond based on what happened against the New England Patriots.
Okay.
When you start mentioning veteran quarterbacks like Phil Sims got benched or Drew Brees got benched, that's veterans. That happens all the time to
veteran quarterbacks. Zach Wilson's in his second year. Drew Brees got benched in his second or third year.
He ain't no veteran like that. Dude missed half last season.
But Drew Brees got benched early on.
If I'm the Jets organization, in no way in hell am I going to let the narrative be that because I decided to sit my quarterback for one game, that I'm the reason we lost the quarterback.
I'm just telling you, the Jets,
no way in hell would I let that be the case.
Guys,
we're going to start saying that the Jets, for sitting Zach Wilson down for one game against a Justin Fields-less team, is the reason that they lost their quarterback?
We're going to get back to this in a second, I promise.
You know,
winning word time.
KJ and Max, 10K giveaway.
Winning word of the hour. It's 10 past the, yes, 13 past the hour. We're overdue. 10 past every hour on KJM. We're giving you a winning word. You text it to 777-000. You're entered for your chance to win $2,500 as part of the KJM 10K a day giveaway. We're giving away $2,500 an hour every weekday from now until the end of the show, December 7th. The winning word of the hour is cranberry. C-R-A-N-B-E-R-R-Y. Text cranberry to 777-000. No purchase necessary. Ends December 7th, 2022. See complete official rules at ESPNradio.com/contest. $2,500 could be yours. All right, so we've been asking you today to call us and tell us your most hated sports villains. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. But I interrupted a heated exchange of ideas about Zach Wilson. Key, I don't know why you're so – please try to explain to us. Then we're going to take the calls on the most hated sports villain. Why – what is the subtlety, the distinction that you're making between benching a guy – and starting him and then yanking him from a game early. Why is that distinction important?
Because he's young, and you don't want to lose him and have him feel like you don't trust him or believe in him in a situation that clearly we all know didn't go the right way. We watched the film. We saw the film. It's your job as a coach to get that corrected. Yes, you owe it to 52 other guys in the locker room. There's no question about it. But you are in the heat and right in the middle of a division title potentially, or in the middle of making a playoff run. If you so desire to go to a veteran quarterback at some point in time in the Chicago game, you should do that. But to not give him the opportunity to correct his mistakes during the week of practice and into the game, it would be a disservice to the young man.
Key, you're the football expert, man. I don't know the history of the game like you do. Are there examples of a team pulling a quarterback early that has affected their career in which you lost him? Because I know we say it, but, like, are there examples?
There are. You asked me a question.
Harder to remember, because if they fail, then we don't remember the names the same way, right?
Well, usually they do fail. Struggling quarterbacks that are young, they struggle. You don't play with them, yeah, right? You don't play with Mark Sanchez, who struggles, or you don't play with Trevor
Manning.
Lawrence, who struggles. You get through it into such due time. You don't play with Baker Mayfield, who struggles. You let him get through it to such due time that you got enough information to say, that ain't the guy. You understand? Marcus Mariota, you let him struggle along the way. Vince Young, you let him struggle along the way till you realize he's not the guy. Now,
I just don't know any examples, Keith.
Yeah, that is a good point. You should be able to come up with one.
I just gave you a bunch of them.
No, give one example of a guy who turned out to be not good because they messed with his confidence early. We should be able to come up with one example, even if they're more obscure names.
I just think it's something that we see.
You can point to Carson Wentz if you want to.
They gave Carson Wentz every chance.
But I said you could point to him if you want to. I didn't say that was a fact.
I just think this is something that people say about quarterbacks that isn't really reality.
It's interesting.
It's reality, Jay.
It's what football guys say.
So you should be able to
give
a single example.
I don't – like, maybe people call in. Please call in. Give me examples of a quarterback that in his first 2 years, like –
He
got benched one game.
Jerked
and then
around.
You
yeah.
lost him. Like, he's gone.
There's a ton of them.
Well, you can't tell. I don't. Where
Name
are
one.
They?
Let if me there's think, a ton,
I'm
going to
get right. one on top
Key,
of my head. Key, just wait. Hold on.
Let Key do
it. And
his
brain it's more about not doing than it is doing. See, because if they would have jerked Peyton Manning around
but
or something
what,
like that,
what
who
what
knows
saying,
how that would have turned out.
Jay is saying we're assuming that would be true, but if you can't come up with one example
here's one for you. I just came up top of my head.
All right.
No matter what you think, Ryan Leaf.
Okay.
Ryan Leaf was in and out of the lineup early in his career. They gave him an opportunity, then they benched him. Then they brought him back, then they benched him. And playing around with it, maybe if they'd have just stayed the course
maybe
as long as they could have.
Hard to prove a counterfactual, but that's what we're asking you for counterfactual, right? Like we're trying to
Mitch Trubisky. I mean, now you got me thinking in my head.
All right.
Now I'm thinking.
All right.
You can't do it. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, but Mitch
you
Trubisky
cannot
played,
do it.
He played a ton in Chicago, though.
Yeah,
he did play for a while. Although he also went to the playoffs.
But then they messed him around.
Trubisky might be a good example of a guy who maybe if you handle that a little differently, it turns out better.
If you handle it differently, maybe it turns out better. I'm not saying Zach Wilson is peaches and cream and everything is roses. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is give him an opportunity to fail before you make that decision that, come sit over here with me, son.
I hear you, though, Keith. I mean, the guy has had 4 touchdowns on the season. He has more interceptions. I hear you.
They're in the middle of a playoff run.
All right. I
mean, hey, Yolanda in Omaha, guys.
You go ahead and do it. Watch what happens.
We asked for your most hated sports villain. Jay has Steve Nash from back in the day because he did this with his hair. He put it behind his ears. Key doesn't like Karl Malone because the pick and roll was too tidy for him. I don't like James Dolan because I want to like the Knicks and he makes it impossible because the most miserable failure of a franchise. I'm almost 50. You've never seen him win a championship. Yolanda in Omaha. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max.
Omaha.
Radio.
Good morning. My privilege. I'm a big time fan of this show.
Thank you. I'm saying
Aaron Rodgers. Why? Because look what's going on with the Packers. Him holding up the decisions and causing other people to make decisions around what they were going to do with their career look at where the Packers are now. And we were talking about this even in 2021 with Aaron Rodgers around some decisions that he made.
Yeah, the personality rubs some people the wrong way, for sure.
For sure.
Yes, I want to say this, though, guys. As a lady, with your turkey draft, smothered turkey wings and gravy.
Yeah, yeah.
Dressing, dressed cornbread dressing, because you're talking stuffing. I'm saying potato salad, because you keep saying mashed potatoes. And I'm saying sweet potato pie, because you keep saying pumpkin.
Sweet potato pie for sure.
We need to diversify the menu.
Sweet potato pie for sure. And I can't believe Yates went along with the pumpkin pie over the sweet potato pie.
I'm shocked he let that happen.
Keyshawn Johnson did not select pumpkin pie at all, and nor did I select mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes. I took mashed potatoes because I couldn't take something else. You just took the ham, and I maybe you should have taken. I got the gravy and the stuffing.
My mother-in-law. I got the candied yams. Nice I wanted the. It's okay.
Pumpkin pie is excellent, but sweet potato pie. Yeah. Come on.
The turkey wings is fire though. Oh, with the gravy on them, smothered.
CJ in Florida, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Willimax, your most hated sports villain, please.
My sports villain is none other than Michael Jordan, starting with the jumper against my Hoyas. Continuing against all the whining and complaining against my Pistons. I know he's considered the GOAT, biggest villain, my biggest sports villain, 23 in the red and black for Chicago, Michael Jordan.
He was when I was a kid too, guys. It was just felt like you could never get by him, you know, as a Knicks fan. It just wasn't going to happen. And at one point, John Starks with a left-handed dunk. Remember that one? They made it into a commercial. Basketball Jones, and he's dunking left-handed. John Starks, they were up. I want to say they were up 2-0 on the Bulls at that moment. You're like, ooh, the Knicks might do. No, Jordan not even letting you get to a game 7 most times.
See, I just loved him anyway as a kid, so it didn't really matter.
Whether he beat the Lakers or not,
he was Jordan. He was MJ, and there's no other. It's just whatever, right? I mean, the room could be completely dark. He walk in, all of a sudden, there's lights come on.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, it's just. Walked like him air. And Magic, it's just something when they walk in the room, it moves different. As I always tell you the story, Jay, I've been in that room. See, where everybody was talking to me, and I turned my head and turned back, and everybody was gone because they was over there with MJ.
It's MJ, man.
And you know that everybody's I'm talking about.
He glides in.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. The winning word of the hour is cranberry. KJM 10K a day giveaway. We're giving away $10,000 a day through the end of the show, December 7th. $2,500 every single hour. So far, let's see, we've done two today. We've given away $95,000. Pretty good. Let me see. What's that break down to? We'd have, if it was 5,000, it'd be 20. So we're closing in on 40 winners. We got 38 different people have won $2,500 by texting the winning word of the hour to 777-000. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome in someone who really should never have to buy a drink in the city of New York, wherever he goes. Two-time Super Bowl champion and former New York Giants linebacker, Pepper Johnson. Pepper Johnson, you had to go to the Pro Bowl. How many times were you? Oh, you were all pro, weren't you? I'm sure you were all pro at least one time. Yes, indeed.
Yes.
See, look, I took a shot because if somebody, you say that to someone and they weren't all pro, it looks bad. Yeah, Pepper Johnson, that tells you what kind of player Pepper Johnson was.
See, you didn't bring him in right, though, Max.
Yeah, okay,
it's
why?
Supposed
why?
To be two-time Super Bowl champion New York Giants.
Right.
And Keyshawn Johnson.
Teammate.
Former teammate and mentor. You didn't do that right, man.
Yeah, my fault. And you know it wouldn't be a Super Bowl champion if you're talking New York Jets. But former Keyshawn Johnson teammate. That's right. Go ahead, guys. Take it away.
What's up, Pep? How you doing, man?
Oh, man. I'm good. What about yourself?
I'm doing good, man. Enjoying working at ESPN with Max and Jay and a host of other people. And every now and then I get a chance to talk to Coach Parcells and Carl Banks and just the whole gamut of ex-Giant Jet players that we were surrounded around. And so, with this football season, how have you enjoyed this season and what have you seen in the Giants so far?
Those guys, I see a hard-working team. I see a team that's having fun, that's enjoying their change. You know how that goes in the NFL when you get that head coaching change and the guy kind of strike the right notes. It makes the players click and enjoy one another. And those guys have been having fun playing the game, and that's how the game's supposed to be played. Had a couple of miscues as of late, but for the most part, they enjoying the season. Kind of an unexpected season for a lot of other people, but the Giants is what's done in-house, and they appreciate it.
What do you think they need to do to beat the Cowboys on Thursday night as they go to Texas and take on Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, and company?
That 26. They run that guy, throw the ball to that guy, and then use him as a decoy whenever you get a chance. But in the serious situations when everybody and their mama know that he's going to touch the ball, don't give a care. Give it to him anyway and show the luxury. The guy's a phenomenal running back. You know how that get when you've seen other wide receivers on the other sideline. It brought out a little bit more of Keyshawn. It's the same thing, you know, with him and Zeke out there on the field. You know, they've seen each other in college. Played against, you know, with two different colleges, but at each other, rivalry. You want to be the best man on the field, and that's an incentive for him.
Hey, before we get to anything else, because we brought you in like this, Pepper Johnson, New York Giants All-Pro linebacker and two-time Super Bowl champion, and also former teammate of Keyshawn Johnson. We ask this of former Key teammates: what kind of teammate was Keyshawn Johnson, Pep? What kind of teammate?
You know what? And I like to tell people I enjoy talking about Keyshawn and guys that people on the outside did not know. They just saw something else. They saw the talent out on the field, but was kind of firm. Hey, you know, Keyshawn looked like he's a little short and looked like he's not that friendly, you know, because he keeps that grin on his face, what he has there right now. But Keyshawn was a wonderful teammate. You know, he was a wonderful teammate. And he is that guy that a lot of people didn't understand that motivated us. Like, it was a difference when Keyshawn caught the ball Everybody on the sideline got excited. When Keyshawn threw a block, everybody, you know, you thought we was cheering for Kurt running around the corner, but it was like he didn't just block a guy. She tried to put him into the Gatorade table. You know, I enjoyed that. So he was that guy that, like he just said, he said it kind of mildly. Gave me all the credit, but he would walk over by the locker and have a couple of questions for me. And, you know, that's what you wanted from a teammate. That's what you especially wanted from a younger guy, because I was led to believe by my leaders that you passed the torch, and not just because he's a Johnson, but he's a leader. So I was passing the torch.
See, Max, I'm not all that bad.
I try to tell people. Not for everybody, but if you know them, you love them. Where were we? Where were we with the sports? I just had to get that in before.
The New York Jets, our former team. What are you seeing in the New York Jets, right, Pepper? They went up to New England, and on the offensive side of the ball, they basically laid an egg. Both teams laid an egg. The Jets got a solid defense. New England's got a solid defense. The Jets quarterback didn't play well at all in Zach Wilson. He's been in the news over the last several days about his post-game commentary, a comment about not letting the defense down, when you and I both know he let the defense down, but he said he didn't. Should they bench him, Pep, or should they give him another opportunity to stay being the starter?
Well, you see, and I know this is your work, this is your job, and you have to ask that question. I think everybody's human. And we have to take these quarterbacks off the pedestal and say they have to start 16 games. Everybody's going to have that bad game, or that game that's not up to par. And especially with a guy that has the ball in his hand as much as the quarterback does. So don't do it during the game. If you see the guy is just having a bad day, and it's just you can see it in his eyes, he's coming back to the sideline and it's still, it's hazy in his face, you can take him out of the game then and bring somebody else in and try to inspire him that way. Now you have to. To me, I think you have to play him the next game because you want to show that support. You want to show, in a sense, you had a bad game, but let's put that game behind you and let's go out here and show the world what you really had made out of. That was just one game out of the 16. And let's see where you go from there. Now, if he mess around and he start laying another egg, That backup guy needs to be prepared.
Pepper Johnson, two-time Super Bowl champion with the New York Football Giants, teammate of Keyshawn Johnson's, obviously not with the New York Football Giants. What more can you tell us about ByB1, Pep? ByB1.com.
Oh, it is wonderful. I'm one of those guys. My son was the first one to say, "Dad, how in the world can you get involved with any type of pills, medicine, additions?" Because I didn't even take aspirin as a ball player, but I got inspired by some of the players that I've had wearing the patches, that they was coming back and just telling me how much energy it was giving them, and then myself. The coaching, that's a different beast. When you go out on the practice field and when you come off of practice, normally as a player, it's wind down time. But as a coach, it's pickup time. You have to start getting inspired. So by B1, I stuck the patch on, and it kept me awake for the coaching sessions and stuff like that. And I live by it. I wear them all the time. I'm inspired. I'm a VP of sports management with ByB1.com. I'm loving it. U.S. National Patches. It's wonderful.
Pepper Johnson, wonderful. Two-time. Have I mentioned that he won two Super Bowls with the New York Football Giants? Key? I'm not sure. Just wondering. Thanks, Pep. Appreciate it.
All right, Pep, baby.
Love you guys. Appreciate it. He shot you up kind of early out there in Cali, right?
Yeah, man, I'm up at 1:30 in the morning every day that I'm in California. So, you know, grinding and working, nothing changed.
I love it. I love it. All right, guys, Max, I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate you. The final two rounds of the KJM Thanksgiving food draft is coming up.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
This 13th overall pick, I'm taking mashed potatoes.
I'm going to go with the creamy mashed potatoes.
I already took mashed potatoes.
Creamy.
Oh, God.
Stop it.
I can help you out here if you want me to.
Well, give me some options, coach.
Okay.
Key, I'm here. What do you got?
Jay, you want to trade out of the mashed potatoes and take garlic roasted red potatoes?
So I just talked to my advisor, Keyshawn Johnson, who's also hosting this great show.
I'm going with the garlic roasted potatoes.
Good call. Yes,
Let's just say that creamy mashed potatoes are very different than Max's version of mashed potatoes.
All I know is I take stuffing. Like stuffing is supposed to be off the board. Block. Key takes Cajun-style cornbread stuffing. I take mashed potatoes. Jay comes in with creamy mashed potatoes. It's ridiculous.
So why was my creamy mashed potatoes cut, but Key's alternative style of stuffing wasn't cut?
Because creamy mashed potatoes, there's cream in mashed potatoes already.
Not in your mashed potatoes.
Of course there is. All mashed potato recipes call for dairy in them, Jay.
I mean, if you want me to change it to Cajun dressing, stuffing,
stuffing. You still need stuffing.
It's still stuffing, though.
It's all right. Whatever. Yeah. I didn't know cheating was allowed, but now that I know it's good.
But it's not cheating.
Okay. All right, listen. The staff is on the clock right now, guys. What do you guys got with the 17th overall pick?
All right, pick is in with our fifth pick of the KJM Thanksgiving Food Draft. The KJM staff is selecting sweet potato pie. Cornering the pie market.
By the way, you guys are the worst draft strategy guys ever. You have pumpkin, and sweet potato pie, which are too similar.
You don't have a
and then
main
on top
course,
of that, you did a main. But that's going to be sitting there
bag.
For me.
You're the doggy bag of
incorrect,
Thanksgiving.
Incorrect.
All you have
You'll
is
see.
Sides. Okay, go ahead, no one wants to come to that.
Jay, go ahead.
Thanksgiving.
Jay, go ahead.
So
draft's not over.
With our pick, I'm going with my classic favorite, and I love it with the side, so I'm throwing it in there anyway. I'm going with the apple pie with vanilla ice cream.
See, that's good. See, if you're going to go with two different pies, you might as well make it different than pumpkin pie. You should have taken sweet potato and then maybe apple. You don't need pumpkin if you are. All right, anyway. I am on the clock now. I got two picks. And with my first pick.
Did Key just trade out of his pick?
He's doing something.
I'll give you my 945.
Let's see what he's doing.
He's talking
about the sweet potato, and I'll give you my fifth round pick for the sweet potato pie. I'll give me the sweet potato pie. I'll give you my fifth pick and my 945 consolation pick at 945.
Give him two picks for the sweet potato?
Your fifth. Think about it and give me a call.
Wait,
back.
Key's on the clock. I thought I was on the clock.
Key's making a call.
Yeah, Key, what do you got?
Well, I just had a communication with the general manager of the staff at KGM staff, and what I offered them up for the sweet potato pie. I want to grab a sweet potato pie, and I'm giving them my 945 pick, my consolation pick, and my fifth
round
pick.
Yep.
To get the sweet potato pie.
Did they accept the offer?
I'm waiting for him to call me back. He's calling me back.
Pat's picking up the banana now.
Hello?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, we're in. We're in on this trade.
Okay, they're in on the trade.
Ooh,
they're gonna and now there's I'm getting the sweet potato pie with the fifth pick, and then I'm giving them my constellation. So we swapped just now.
Okay, so you got sweet potato pie, so the staff is picking again.
They are picking again.
Okay, go ahead, Steph. Wow.
All right, we're moving up, and we're taking the smoked ham. Smoked ham.
Different preparations of turkey and ham are allowed. We've established those rules in the beginning. We did not establish that Key and you get to take stuffing and potatoes even after I take them.
Take that.
I am on the clock now, guys. With the 19th overall pick.
What am I missing here?
I am now going to take my protein. Oh, you don't have a main course. I certainly do. I have butterflied roast turkey, crispy skin, butterflied roast turkey. It's almost like fried turkey, but it's not fried. It's roasted. That is the second best turkey taken behind deep fried turkey. I'm winning this draft. You guys have no draft strategy. And now with my 21st pick, remember, I have gravy. No one else does. I have stuffing. Key shouldn't have
Jay,
it, but he took it.
I have no idea
roast
what Max
turkey.
Is doing. He's taking a slow turkey right now that no one wants in this draft. He's taking it with the fifth pick of the draft. It makes absolutely no sense that a guy would take
pick,
a slow
turkey
that's spoiled. Never heard of a butterfly turkey.
Butterfly it so the skin crisps up as though it's fried, but it's roasted. Now, with the 21st pick, remember, I have gravy, no one else does. I have stuffing, no one else should, but Key took it. I have mashed potatoes, I got candied yams, I got the butterflied roasted turkey with the crispy skin, and I'm taking a peach cobbler. I want some dessert.
Peach cobbler's it. Oh, I forgot about the peach cobbler.
Yep, I got the peach cobbler.
A lot of sugar.
I mean, I would rather have sweet potato pie, but then again, I got the candied yams. You know what I mean? So, and you took the apple pie, probably would have taken that. I got, so there I am. I got the gravy and the stuffing and the turkey and the mashed potatoes. Yeah.
Okay.
He's on the clock again.
My last pick of the sixth round, last pick of the day.
Yeah.
What I have, the turkey, the stuffing, the green beans, the sweet potato pie. I need something to wash it down. I am taking a nice cocktail. You want to know what?
What's that?
An old fashioned.
Ah, I wrote it down. Damn it. Damn you, Keyshawn.
Old fashioned with the sixth.
It's a good
pick.
Thanksgiving drink.
Ooh,
good,
the sixth it's round. Great,
it's a good Thanksgiving. It's the signature Thanksgiving drink.
All right, that's a good one. All right, so
we won that one.
Yeah, you got that one. You made some power moves with the sweet potato pie and then the old fashioned. Okay,
traded
for my
back
pick.
In.
I'm going to change it up. I'm not going with the same cocktail, Key. I'm going with a Negroni. A Negroni for my cocktail.
I take it you guys don't have Negronis. What did you find that dude at?
Hey, Steph, you got the last pick. What are you taking?
Dinner rolls.
Dinner rolls. That's a good one.
Hawaiian dinner rolls. We ain't going to trip now.
Hawaiian dinner rolls. All right. Key's going to have to redraft something because
lots of butter.
Stuff.
You guys
have
never had Negroni?
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.